Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, come here. Come here. Get in this huddle. Get in the huddle. I love you guys, first off.
Yeah.
Second, let's blow them off the ball, get a first down, and finish this thing.
Getting teary-eyed just hearing that, Ike. We're back.
Love you guys, man.
Marks and Reese, once and for all.
Wasn't that way in Jacksonville?
Wentz Foles.
Yeah, I guess he didn't really love those players.
See, like, I'm disgusted with you two for continuing to play the negative narrative.
Us in the
what
LTV.
What do you mean the negative narrative? What are you
because,
talking about?
Because, you're taking cheap shots where everybody knows that he went down to Jacksonville and he failed again. He got hurt in the first game.
But this is the guy you want.
For one game, yes.
Yeah, I know. So absolutely. What are you talking? I'm trying to figure out why.
Why?
Yeah.
We've seen it.
I'm just saying, we had leadership and all of this.
Oh, you heard
just
the leadership right there.
He had another opportunity to lead. And by the way, Malcolm was the leader during that time, not Nick.
Mm-hmm. All right. No, Nick
was winning the World Series.
Nick was trying to find his mojo. That's what Nick spent 3 weeks doing.
And when he found it,
the Minnesota game after the defense had a pick six.
Come on, Ike, this is leadership.
Hey, strip him. Let's go. Strip him. Let's finish. Defense is going to get us a turnover. We got this. Let's
go. We got you, baby.
No, you got it. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go, D.
Brady with White to his right. Brady back again. He steps up. He's hit.
Fumble. Get it. Get it. Get it. Let's go.
It is recovered by Barnett.
Leadership.
Yep.
He told them to strip that
ball. He caused that fumble. He did.
Mm-hmm. Wentz would have been on his iPad, not even paying attention. I mean, like, what happened? Oh, the defense made a play. Cool.
Is that your Wentz impression?
No, it was my impression.
Wade, your Ben impression.
Wade and Chester. If there is one, I'm not even going to say a Foles guy. He's just an antagonist of the LTBB. He's a Foles guy, but he takes, I believe, great satisfaction in attacking Carson Wentz. And he joins us right now.
Yeah, but I don't understand. It's attacking. It's not anything that's it doesn't have any substance to it.
He's the leader.
Other than you can say he's injured. Like,
he's the leader of that movement, though.
Yeah, there's no substance to it.
Once and for all week, Wentz Foles, Wade and Chester joins us. Hello, Wade.
How are the gentlemen today?
I'm in all my glory today, Wade.
I just damn bet you are. With your mule. You running the mule shit now? Seriously, to a damn Bronco. I think we all seen that Carson Wentz is so far from being a damn Bronco that you can't even listen. Let me stop here, okay? Mm. I think this whole day has been too much of opinions.
Well, that's what it is, Wade. That's all it is.
Facts actually matters. Like,
well, we don't want to do that.
Here's a fact.
We don't want to go to facts.
I think that this discussion is premature because here's we have one quarterback played in multiple playoff games and won a Super Bowl, okay? Mm-hmm. One quarterback tapped out of his first playoff game ever.
Tapped out?
Drove himself home that night. Because if he had a concussion that bad that he had to come out of the most important game of the season, I don't think he would be driving himself home that night.
He quit? Is that what you're saying, Wade?
Yeah, Ike. It got hot out there, man.
Man, I tell you.
Ike.
What was the score? What was the score when he quit?
Listen, Ike, never seen a quarterback so-called get a concussion and play 12 more plays and then tap out on the sideline. No one's seen him.
Have you ever had a concussion, Wade? Have you ever had a concussion?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Have you ever had a concussion playing a sport?
Yes, I played cornerback, bro, for 9 years.
I'm just asking.
No, I'm just saying. Yes.
So you have too. I know. So the point that I'm making is, you can actually finish playing a game with a concussion. I've done it.
I know.
I've done it.
Why didn't Carson Wentz?
No, because every concussion is different.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Oh, okay.
Right.
You do realize sometimes you can get a concussion and actually get knocked out or not get knocked out.
Yeah, and he didn't. Because you know why? After that play, he came back in and played, Ike.
I remember.
He played.
I remember.
Okay. So he didn't hurt. I don't want to get off on that one.
Well, you the one brought it up.
That's just one. I said that's one point. I don't want to burn my time up.
All right. Oh, okay. All right. That's your point.
That I'm on
because you used that point on a ridiculous point.
No.
That's a ridiculous point. No, it's ridiculous that you said that Carson Wentz tapped out of a game that he took an illegal hit to the back of the head.
An illegal hit.
Yes.
He was a runner. He was a
it was
runner.
An
he
illegal hit.
He was no longer a quarterback.
Illegal
at the time
hit. That was your first point. That's where you started
running,
so I had to make sure I challenged you on that. It was a ridiculous point. I hope it gets better. I hope it gets better for you after this.
He was a runner. Can we agree on that? Did he?
That was an illegal hit. He was a defenseless player.
Yeah. Okay.
He was not defenseless.
All right, point number two, Wade.
He wasn't defenseless.
Here's a point number two.
Okay.
He has not played in a playoff game. Okay.
Well, what game did he get injured in?
The playoff game, but you can't count it because he didn't get out of the first damn quarter.
So then you really mean he hasn't finished a playoff game. Okay.
Right.
Well, you said he hadn't played
about,
in
hold
one.
On. Here we're talking about Nick Foles, who's played in multiple playoff games and has won a Super Bowl.
Right.
But we sitting here talking about for one game who the hell we would take?
Yep.
Is that really a question?
Yeah, it is.
Is the whole LBs and all them Cs community?
No Cs. No Cs.
You mean to tell me that all of them blind-ass fans,
Broncos,
the whole fact that we have a Super Bowl to even talk about?
You know what the LTBB community recognizes, that you wouldn't have the Super Bowl without Carson Wentz.
Ike, let me ask you this.
That's what we recognize, Wade.
Which one of those bad teams that Carson Wentz beat that year, Nick Foles wouldn't have beat? Because if you look at strength of schedule and look at the teams that Nick Foles beat in that time,
you've used
Nick
this
Foles
argument
more
before.
Teams, better teams.
You've used this
Carson
argument
did.
Before. Okay? It's not Carson year, Wentz's fault. Hold on. Hold on, Wade. Hold on. It's not Carson Wentz's fault that the team finished 7-9 the year before and they benefited from playing a last place schedule. That's not Carson Wentz's fault. That's the team's fault that played the year before, where, by the way, he was the best player on the team with no talent around him. So he can't control the quality of opponent that they had to play that year. I would say, Wade, the entire freaking team benefited from that schedule.
2017, like he put up some great
the
numbers.
The entire team benefited from the schedule.
Right, let me explain something to
yes.
you.
Yes.
Tom Brady that won the MVP that year, he had 4,100 yards and I believe 30-something touchdowns, or 29 touchdowns.
In 16 games.
Carson Wentz had 31.
33.
Okay, and 33 touchdowns.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't give you no MVP.
And 13 games.
They're not
13
great numbers,
though. You don't win. Hey, wait. Let me ask you this. I'm gonna ask you. I'm just gonna point this out to you. You do know Drew Brees has thrown for over 5,000 yards four times in his career, right?
Yes.
Over 40 touchdowns. Hold on. Whoa. Over 40 touchdowns in several other seasons. So this is my point to you about numbers. You don't win MVPs because of numbers. You win MVPs because of how good your team is. That's who they give the MVPs to. The guys with the best record, the best player on the best team, typically wins the MVP. That's what that is. I've given you numbers from Drew Brees. He's never won an MVP. Never.
Wade, make your final point. We're up against
it. My final point is this here.
You're like 0-2 already.
I'm tired of the wins that Carson. No, how about the W's?
What
he
W's?
Do not win big games, Ike. He don't. It's just that simple. And Nick Foles do. That's a fact. This is not my opinion.
Well, no, it's a fact that Nick Foles has won bigger games. That's a fact.
Okay.
Well, nobody's arguing that.
So
nobody's arguing that.
Who would you want for that one game?
No, we didn't.
It's Nick Foles.
We said a game. That, and you can have Nick Foles. That's fine, Wade. That's your opinion. I'm taking Carson Wentz every day. Every day.
If you got him in that game, you're going to lose, right?
Why?
You don't win big
games. Oh, stop it.
You don't win big games.
Oh, stop it. Just so you don't count the national championship he won. What about the national championship he won?
Against who? The
Pee Wee
Squad?
Oh, okay.
There he is, everybody. Wade and Chester.
Okay. You know what I mean? Hit him up.
Oh, man. It made me happy.
It's nothing I had heard before. I hadn't heard.
I got to
just That's all it is the Super Bowl. We get it. Nick won the Super Bowl. We get
it. Just to be totally honest, I did not think Wade was going to come out firing about the concussion and he should have played through it.
No, that's his thing. His thing has always been injury. That's always been his thing.
I mean, listen.
I
wouldn't have come out with that strategy, but I think the better points he made were later on in his phone call.
No, they weren't. They're same points he's already made, so he came up with a new one, which is an illegal hit. Which, when you start off with that, when you start off with a guy tapped out of a game who was defenseless and got a concussion, the rest of what you're saying is mute, man. It's like, what are you talking about?
Our Twitter question brought to you by Marks and Forever Mark, Marks Jewelers. Marks and Forever Mark want to thank our brave nurses. Go to marks-jewelers.com/nurses. Nominate a nurse to win jewelry from Marks Jewelers and Forever Mark. What was more impressive, Foles at the end of 08 or 18 or Wentz at the end of 19? Right now, Wentz is 56%. So that's closer than the other polls there, Ike.
Closer than it should be.
Man, we need to keep twisting up questions so Foles can look at least respectable around here.
We did that with that question.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
How's everyone doing?
Coming up, we'll roll your calls. Don't lose your place in line. A lot of people trying to get in. 215-592-9494. If you want to text us, 888-729-9494. The Marks and Reese text line is 545.
Do I need to refuel?
Yeah, get some coffee.
You another cup?
Yeah. You need at least one.
Go
more.
For it, Ike.
You got Jillio in an hour.
Okay.
I'd wait till about the 4:35 break and then go.
No, I need it in the system.
Do it now.
Jack knows it needs to already be in the system.
Once and for all, we're going to settle it today. Wentz Foles, Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
On first down, Foles fakes. He's back. He steps up. He is going deep. And it is caught by Alshon Jeffrey for a touchdown.
Oh, what a great catch by Alshon Jeffrey. A little play action, and after that big run, they immediately go up on top, and they get the big one to Alshon Jeffrey. He goes up over Eric Rowe, and he takes the football away.
He was about 9.5 yards deep. What a catch.
What a catch. Great catch. Great throw. Marilyn Mike.
Better catch. Oh, that's not even a question. A better catch than throw.
Okay, but if he doesn't throw up behind him like that, then the ball is broken up and complete, right? I mean, I think he threw it behind him on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a great throw too. Maybe it was a better catch. I don't know. I mean, maybe another quarterback throws the ball out of the back of the end zone incomplete. There's no touchdown there.
Maybe.
Once and for all week, Wentz Foles. Joe Giglio is going to come in the studio at 5:00. That's going to be fun. Hey, real fast before we get back to it, and we have Wentz Foles trivia for a Dunkin' gift card and everything else. Yesterday at the end of the show, we talked about Chads, Brads, and Karens. And Karens are, like, right now during the whole COVID-19 thing, they're defined as entitled or demanding beyond the scope of what is considered appropriate or necessary. In other words, that's the person yelling at other people at the grocery store because they don't want to wait in line or something.
Right.
So there's a new
Delightful.
One. Yeah, there's a new Chad, Brad, and Karen video that these people are shooting at themselves, too. Like, they think that they're the ones in the right.
It's crazy.
This is at a grocery store in Southern California.
Hi, I have a medical condition that I'm not allowed to wear a mask, and I'm not required by HIPAA rules and regulations to disclose that.
Okay, can we shop for you?
So, what does that look like? I have private things I want to get, but maybe I don't want you to see.
For you, but I can't let you in the store without a mask.
Okay, so where's the regulations that state that?
The regulations?
Yeah.
Because
you're discriminating against me now. Do you know that?
I'm
you're discriminating
you
against
that
me.
We can help you.
No, because I have private stuff that I don't want you to see.
Then you can call corporate office, but I can't help you.
Okay, well, you guys are going to get a lawsuit because you can't discriminate.
I'm trying to help you, but I'm
not
going to
argue with you. How is that? How's that helping when you're going to do shopping for me? I'm going to give you my bank information.
I'm doing the best I can.
How do I do the transaction?
Transactions will do for you.
No, I'm going to give you my credit card, my private credit card, for you to go and take and pay with my...
We're trying to help you.
How's that helping me?
Miss Coke corporate office, I'm sorry.
Okay, I need a card. Do you have a card for them?
I sure can.
That'd be great.
That's Karen. All right. So we had there was a Chad that was at a Costco that was also arguing with the employee that's like, hey, you got to wear a mask to come in. You could disagree with that. That's fine. But also realize that they have it's not the guy that's telling you can't come in. It's not his policy. He just works there. And then Brad's, and Jack said this today, a Brad is considered a frat version of the Karen and the Chad.
Yeah, tank tops, ripped,
10.
Mm-hmm. Four Locos, all that fun stuff.
I like Four Locos.
Very annoying.
Well, that's going on there. Ike, did you bust out the vacuum cleaner yet? You talked about it. You got it. I had the Shark out this morning doing some light vacuuming in the basement this morning.
Yeah, I broke it out.
Nice. Nice.
How'd she work?
She worked.
<That's> beautiful. <good. laughs> All right, well, there you have it. That's our other conversation of the day. Let's go back to the phones. We have, let's go to Mark in Collegeville. Mark, what's up, buddy? How are you?
What's up, Johnny Marks? How you doing?
Hi, Mark. How are you?
All right. Ike, what's up, brother?
What's up, Mark?
We are going to be dishing out a lot of Ike juice today, I think, man.
Hook him up, Jack. He must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike
juice. All right, so one thing you got to excuse Ike, Johnny Marks and apparently ESP, mm-hmm. they had a little too much of the love potion number 9, so they're a little hung up on it, mm-hmm. Nikki Six, he got us the Super Bowl. I'm grateful. I'm appreciative. Something I'll always treasure. But that was 2 Super Bowls ago. Let it go. Okay, what has he done since then? I'll tell you what he's done since then. He's been inconsistent. He won the Bears game. That's only because why? Okay, Cody Parkey missed a field goal.
Right.
If he would have made it, they would have lost. Okay, we go to New Orleans. Oh, he lost that game too. Why? Because he slightly overthrew the ball to Alshon, so he had to stretch out, couldn't get a proper grip on the ball, and the ball went through his hands. Oh, now see, Wentz, on the other hand, what is he notorious for doing? Getting the ball between the numbers. What else is he notorious for doing? Stretching out and extending plays, which Nick Foles, every time he sees that, he's picking his jaw up off the ground, wishing he could do it. Mm. Especially mm-hmm. that Redskins game. Wentz had like 3 or 4 defenders on him, and what happens? He snakes out of it. When have you ever seen Foles do something like that? Never.
Never.
Okay? So any day, any time of the week, you take the Bronco. Why? Because it's the Bronco. He's consistent. Yeah, he's gotten hurt a few times. But you know what? He's consistent every time. He gets the ball where it needs to go, and mm-hmm. he's extending the plays. It's the Bronco all the way. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, here's the funny thing. When people try to look at 2018 and act as if Carson somehow held this Super Bowl hangover team back, I'm just looking at the 11 games he played in. Had his highest completion percentage of his 4-year career at 69.6. So almost 70% completion percentage. And this is in 11 games. Over 3,000 yards he threw for in those 11 games. 21 touchdowns in 11 games. I mean, he threw for almost 280 yards a game in those 11 games. Over 100 a quarterback rating in those 11 games. You know what all this says to me? Is that he wasn't the problem. He wasn't the problem. He wasn't getting much help. Wasn't getting much help. The team was banged up. They weren't ready to play when the season started.
What was his record?
The team's record was 5-6.
I know, but you just talked about his individual.
Yeah, you're
stats.
Right.
Because
I'm looking at his individual play.
Okay.
To see if he's the reason why they were 5-6.
Right, but so they have a losing record, and then another quarterback comes in and win. Right?
What's your point?
Well, it was the same team. He was playing the same team. Wentz was struggling
with. Yeah, and you know what else happened? They got healthier.
Who got healthier?
The team.
Well, who?
You go back and think about the 2018. You're trying to tell me nobody was injured.
I remember
everybody was playing great. I just gave you the numbers during the time that he played. So if you want to know why the team was 5-6, it's because of A, the other guys around him wasn't playing very well. Those guys weren't playing very well. Offense wasn't being called all that good. I'm just giving you the individual stats of Carson Wentz to point out that it wasn't his play as the reason why they lost those games.
Yeah, great stats, sure. Yeah, I know the stats were great. I don't think he played well that
year. I know you don't, and I'm telling you why I believe he did.
Okay. And then Nick came in, and Nick started winning games.
That's great. That's fine. But all I'm doing is pointing out
same team.
Carson's play. That's all I'm doing is pointing out his play through those 11 weeks.
Some stat stuffing going on.
Because it's even more impressive when you actually add into the fact that he's coming off reconstructive knee surgery early, less than a year, and sustained a broken back at some point that he played with. So it's actually even more impressive what he was able to do when you look at his numbers. It's not like he was completely healthy and got benched because the team was 5-6. And I still believe he would have finished the season had the defense, I don't know, got a stop in overtime against the Cowboys. I still believe the only way they set, only reason they set him after that Cowboy loss is because they thought the season was over with. And they didn't want him to put himself in harm's way anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would have been.
Because guess what? He didn't get carted off the field in Dallas. So it's not as if he got injured and couldn't finish. He was completely healthy when he left that game.
Go back to the phones with an LTBB member, Tom in Abington. Hi, Tom.
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
Yo, Tom.
Holla at your boy, Fearless Leader.
Holla.
Thanks for the wave call. That's 3 minutes of my life I'm never going to get back. But
it'll balance out here, Tom, believe me.
I'm sure it will. I'm going to preface what I have to say. Otherwise, the Folesian Society they get all bent out of shape. I love Nicky Six. I love what he did for us. I mean, and all of it, from 27-2 to the Super Bowl MVP. It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. But Johnny Munch, I think that ink went right from your back up your spine to your brain, and it's affecting your thought process on this. Because you have the same stance as that tool D. Camaro had earlier.
Puzzle time! Mm-hmm.
You're saying that you take Wentz long term, but Foles for one game. So you're hedging your stance.
No, I'm not. What I'm saying is that I'm not going to sit here and make up an opinion and say, yeah, you should have kept Nick Foles. No, Carson Wentz is the better prospect. He's the better player over the course of 16 games. Nick Foles is a better clutch player. He's a better clutch player. He's already shown that. He can do it in short doses.
All right, but let's look at the now, John. I mean, he just got benched for Minshew. Gardner Minshew, okay, now he's in a quarterback controversy with Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah, what happens if he don't win that? Then what?
Well, then what? What? It'll be another example of him not being able to be a starter in this league.
Oh, okay, but that's who you want.
What do you mean? Nick Foles can't do it for a full season. Nick Foles is a better player in a game. He's a better player for a game. He can't stay healthy. He can't stay consistent.
The Bronco just trotted out of the stable. He took a sip of water from the trough. You wait till he drinks that whole trough and hits that track. Mm-hmm. He's going to wind up with like 2 chips under his belt. And that is why you're hedging your stance. Because then you could say, see, I told you Wentz was a quarterback of the future.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he is the quarterback. What are you talking about? Tom, like, am I using Jalen?
The Eagles are better for it.
Am I using Jalen Hurts as a reason to be like, oh, see, they drafted their replacement? I hate the Jalen Hurts moves. So don't tell me I'm hedging on anything.
You're not as bad right? as not for sure Parks and Santa Lagiliquito. I'll give you that.
Yeah. All right, Tom, beat it.
Yeah, you're not as bad as those guys.
Get out of here.
Because deep down, you know who's the better player.
Who's the better player? Yes. Carson Wentz a better player.
Yeah.
Absolutely, he's a better player.
Yeah, and anybody who's saying they'd take Nick Foles in one game scenario is saying it for two reasons: A, they won the Super Bowl, and B, because you don't have to rely on him for an extended period of time.
That's correct.
Yes. Okay. That's saying a whole lot.
But you know, if Carson.
That's saying a whole lot.
If he wants to join the Eagles and Carson come in and start get 3 quarters of the season going, I'll take Nick the last 4. That's for sure. Get him to close that game.
Yeah.
let's go to Mike. Mike at Tacony. Mike, what do you got? And we got some trivia for Mike when he's done his point. What's up, man?
Hey, Ike. Hey, Johnny Marks.
What's up, Mike?
I wanted to make a comparison to my other favorite sport, boxing, on this. So what it sounds like is if you go back in history in boxing, you have the Klitschko brothers. You had – Vladimir, who was just stomping through everyone on a tear and then lost. All of a sudden, Vitaly, big brother, steps in and goes, I'll take over, fights the guy he lost, beat him. Everybody's happy about that. And then Vladimir goes on a 10-year run of never losing again. That, to me, is what we're in right now. You have,
minus the 10-year run.
I feel like we're in the, we'll take Vitaly or Foles in this matter for one game, that one shot.
Mm-hmm.
We need him. He's going to come through. But at the end of the day, I feel like that's a cop-out. I feel like that's...
Sure, because your answer's Wentz. Of course you think it's a cop-out. Your answer's
Wentz. Because he's the better player.
I feel like it's,
not one game.
It's a 16-game season.
Foles has stones.
So basically what you're saying, basically what you're saying is you need somebody to get you to that big game because Nick can't get you there.
Correct.
But you don't mind if he doesn't have to play an entire season.
I'll
let him play one game because it's not as much pressure on him. I got you. You don't realize that is actually a slight towards Nick Foles.
No, he's proven that
like
he can't.
That's not what's being said, though. I feel like what's being said is I really want to say I'd take Nick Foles any day of the week. But to play both sides of the ball, I'll say I'll take Foles for one game, but Wentz for the future. I feel like that's where Johnny Marks is right now, but he's kind of playing the game here with us.
I'm playing the game with you. Well, I'll just if you say Foles or Wentz, I'll just go Foles, right? I like Foles. I connect
because you're trying to press it into a tiny little pocket where it's only one game.
Yeah,
it's
like not, what the hell?
So Mike, you so you
stupid.
You
you, that's
you
stupid.
But hold on,
you don't play series. You play a season.
You'd rather me make up reasons and say no. I'll take Nick Foles over Carson Wentz, even though it defies logic. You'd rather me do that?
Why would you defy logic if you believe it?
Because I don't keeping him over Carson Wentz. No, but he's got stones and he's proven it. Carson Wentz hasn't proven he has those stones yet.
Once.
How about that? No.
How about the stones, Mike? Of being in Jacksonville?
How about that, Mike? All right. How about that? Maybe this isn't playing both sides of the ball. How about the stones that Carson Wentz hasn't shown yet, and that's why I picked Nick Foles. How about that? What stones has Wentz showed?
But then why would you say that you would pick Carson Wentz for the future?
Because Nick Foles can't stay healthy. Mike, have you seen Nick Foles' career? Have you seen it?
Sure, we have.
He came out in 2012, and now it's at 2020. What has Nick Foles proven time and time again since he came in the NFL?
That he needs somebody else to do a lot of the work for him.
Can't stay healthy. Can't be a consistent quarterback. Has never played 16 games. So why would I say that I would take a guy that can't stay healthy and can't be productive over the course of an entire season over Carson Wentz? Why would I say that? You want me to sound like an idiot? Because that would sound idiotic. I'm not going to say that. I'm saying for one game.
It sounds idiotic to take Nick Foles over Carson Wentz in any scenario. That sounds idiotic. You don't get away with that. That still sounds idiotic.
Nope. Can't do it for an extended period of time. Five games? I'll take Nick Foles for five games.
Five
one game's not good enough. Five games.
Five. What are we talking about here? Five games.
Last couple games of the regular season.
We're talking about
playoffs.
A franchise quarterback. You're not comparing the guy to Mark Sanchez or some other bum at the quarterback position. You're trying to compare the guy to a franchise quarterback. That's what you're comparing him to.
Yeah, Mark Sanchez couldn't do what Nick Foles did. There's not many. I don't think there's any quarterbacks that could have done what Nick Foles did.
What did he do? Win a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
You know how many quarterbacks have won a Super Bowl? It's a lot of them.
Yep.
Oh, so what are you talking about? Nobody could have done what he did. Throw for 370 yards? Nobody's done that?
As a backup quarterback came in and outdueled the best quarterback and coach
in league
history.
With a broken leg and everything else. I mean, how many qualifiers we need in here for this
team?
Well,
just true qualifiers.
How many qualifiers
not
we
stuff
need
stuff
in
you're
here?
Making up.
I wonder if Hostetler came in and won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but Hostetler was a backup quarterback that managed the game. That was the defensively built team.
Still was a backup quarterback.
Okay, well, what were his stats in the game?
I don't care what his stats were.
Well, but why not? Because did he contribute as much to a Super Bowl win as Nick Foles did?
So, in other words, it has to be done exactly how Nick did it.
No, it has to be as in, like, what quarterback has come in and has been as impressive as Nick Foles as any of these backup quarterbacks that we're talking about? The answer is none.
Okay.
Hasn't been done before.
So, but what I'm trying to tell you, when you're trying to compare that to whether I want him over a franchise top five quarterback, then I don't care about any of that. You need to come up with these qualifiers so that it props up Nick Foles. Listen, we all love Nick and what he was able to do. We all love it.
I'm not hearing that today.
No, you're not going to hear it today. Then thank your boss for that. You want to? We want to have this ridiculous question out here. You're not going to hear it today.
Let's go to.
You're going
to
get the truth. And this is what I'm more impressed with. And this is why I love these Eagles fans, because they don't hate Nick Foles, and they love him for what he brought this city, helped bring this city, a Super Bowl champion. But the majority of Eagles fans, if you just put it out there, are going to take Carson Wentz over Nick Foles, even though he won the Super Bowl. Without putting any qualifiers with it, we've done it on our Twitter page. The station has done it. You put the two names up there, and it's Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
It's Carson Wentz. Because the guy is just simply a better player.
Kool-Aid drinking zombies.
Now I got it. I got Joe Santagiglio who wants to talk about, well, if the Eagles would be better off had they traded away Carson Wentz and re-signed Nick Foles. I can't wait to the top of the hour for him to get in here.
5 o'clock.
I need to see the package. Yeah, I can't wait till he get in here.
Man, and that's without the coffee?
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
You didn't even get a chance to drink the coffee, did you?
No, I'm good. It's just some guys I enjoy putting the smackdown on. And Joe Santagiglio is one. So is Elliot Santagiglio Parks and Wade from Chester, Cheetah County. I want him too.
You will have the
who else
the
you
trifecta
got lined up.
I don't know who else do we have lined up.
So far, they're not helping you guys.
This is the last chance for Foles people out there. If it's decided, this is once and for all week, we're settling things, Ike. If it's decided that Wentz or Foles and everybody votes Wentz, which everybody's doing, then there's
kinda
no more.
It's kind of already settled.
But people can still
we're just
get
having
their
fun.
They can still get their last chance. This could be it, Foles people. 215-592-9494.
Like Floyd Mayweather beating up on somebody, man.
We're trying to settle it.
Anyone out.
No, you know what he does? Just sit there and pat, pat. Tap you. Just love tap you all night. I'm just going to outpoint you.
And there's people that are mad at me, so we'll talk to you on the other side as well. And we have the Wentz Foles trivia to qualify for a $25 Dunkin' gift card. And we'll read a line, and you have to decide whether it's Wentz or Foles. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.